Hi, Larry Mueller here. Great to have you along today on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio on this Earth Day 2014. Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television are participating in a reporting project. It's called Quest. It's a multimedia effort among public broadcasters to increase understanding of sustainability and of science topics. And today we're talking about two topics that fit into that project. First up, home improvement and repair we're going to talk about. It can be expensive, but a great way to save money is also a big plus for the environment. Everything from doors and windows to tiles and fixtures and a whole lot more is available as salvaged materials. And Jen Wojcik with me back again. She directs the Dane County Habitat for Humanity Restores. She has some great advice to share on using salvaged materials and how to recycle the items we don't need anymore so they don't end up in a landfill. Jen!
Oh, thanks for having me, Larry.
Oh, it's great to have you back. And I want to invite our listeners to join in as well. Have you ever used salvage materials for home repair or improvement? Or did you use the materials in the same way they were previously used? Or did you get creative and repurpose them in some way? I hope you'll join us at 1-800-642-1234. You've got a photo of something that you've repurposed. Hey, go to my Facebook page, The Larry Mueller Show. You can post a photo of it there, and you can also ask a question there as well. Reusing materials is a great green option, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the number one way to support the environment is reuse. It's
fantastic. What kind of materials can we reuse for the same purposes? Let's go that first.
Well, we sell building materials at our Habitat Restores. And so when I think about what people can reuse, I'm have that in my mind. And so that we carry a lot of cabinets, appliances, wood furniture, lighting, flooring, including wood flooring and a variety of tile and laminate flooring. And it goes on and on, windows, doors. So people, when they come and buy our material, they will use them in projects that involve maybe an extensive remodeling job. And the people who come in could be the homeowners themselves or contractors, property owners. And they're happiest when they haven't started their project yet. So they can pick and choose maybe the opening that they want to open up in their place based on what we have on the floor. So that's
a great way to think about it. So get there before you start.
Yeah, there's I don't know how many times it's beyond my fingers and toes that people say, oh, I wish I had come here a year ago, you know, because they're kind of in the middle of their project. Maybe they're building a chicken coop, you know, and then they're starting from scratch and can fit in whatever we have available for a chicken coop, for instance.
Well, and the chicken coop reminded me of something you've got on Pinterest, but it's an example of material that was repurposed for something other than the initial purpose.
Yes.
And in that case, it was a chest of drawers that was made into a chicken coop.
Oh, yeah.
And it's on your Pinterest page.
Yeah. That's very I mean, it's amazing what people will do. We were just talking about that before the show, the creativity that is coming out. And it's more on the social media and TV now than ever before. So it's pretty fun to see what happens. And then we actually talk with people. I remember years ago, a woman brought up some things that actually she had in her arms, and it was a really interesting combination. It was like a piece of carpet remnant and some hardware and a long wood post. And I just said, do you mind me asking what you're going to make with this? And she said, well, it's going to be a cat tree.
Oh, you know, so sure.
It's very interesting what people will do. And then there's also the artist community. And we're holding this art show now, the Salvage Art Show in Paoli at the Artisan Gallery. And so people will really go all out with repurposing and changing the use. Like there's this barber's chair out there that is just amazing what he's done with it. Jason has he decorated it in the, and actually it almost feels like you're getting a massage when you sit in it, because there's these two balls down below, like right around the lumbar area. It's really, it's very interesting to see what people will do artistically as well.
Oh, so, and so you have, I should mention right away, you have a Pinterest page on your, well, first your site.
Yeah, we have a Facebook page, we have a Pinterest page, and we also have a website, and we feature finished projects on our website. Speaking of what people can do with materials on a large scale, we had 2 years ago, we awarded the finished project award to a couple who remodeled a barn. And it was just amazing what they, I mean, there were probably at least 50 to 70 windows in that place and they and doors, many doors. And it's just beautiful. And that's down near the Montello area. So it can be anywhere from something tiny, like in our salvage art show, there's a woman who made a little fairy house with a log, you know, to anywhere to a barn. The scale is just such a wide range.
And it's really open to your imagination, whatever your imagination is. We, the other day, here's just an example. The other day, someone had laid out on the road or along the street the inside of a piano. The part that has the strings, and I thought, wouldn't that be cool as a piece of art over a wall in front of a piano?
Well, it's funny you should mention that, Larry, because we did receive something like that, like the guts of a piano mounted on a piece of plywood from Ward Brot. They had when they did a major remodel out on the west side. And we ended up giving it to a restaurant owner. I'm not sure where it was where it was hung, but we did try to pass that on. It was super heavy, but really beautiful. I mean, and I think that it could be very instructive, educational for kids.
So it's just an example, and I think a lot of people. You're right. I think with the increased interest in reuse and the shows, there are many shows on television now that are. We were talking about the show called The Salvage Dogs, which is really people. They're just going out and recovering things for reuse.
Yeah. We've had I asked a couple of the staff people some ideas about what they had seen come in, and some regular shoppers what they're doing with their materials, just because I was kind of curious what had come in recently, and I could you want me to list them off? They're pretty interesting. There has been somebody who's come through and bought some wood flooring for a restaurant right next to the Overture. They're going to be putting a restaurant next. So, you know, one thing that's kind of interesting about our business is we hear about what's going to be going on because it's just the beginnings of something. So that's pretty fun. And another, I think a senator came into the West Side store and bought a bifold door and made a paddleboard out of it. So you never, I mean, there's one thing that's really nice about our store, too, is that anyone can come in and shop. And so they'll do it maybe because of a hobby or they have a cabin somewhere, or it's actually for a mobile home that they're renovating, or there might have been a fire or a tornado that hit and kind of devastated an area, and there are people who come in and are shopping mainly because of the price. You know, that I would say is the biggest reason on the whole for the majority of the people who are shopping at the ReStore is the pricing is very low. And we also work with nonprofits. We're working with a nonprofit that's building those tiny houses because a lot of our material, you know, it's hard to build a full-size house with the material that we have if a person wants to match everything, because that's just not going to happen.
Just not going to happen.
So a tiny house would be perfect because we have maybe two windows that look alike or something that would go in a home. And then there's people who don't really care, and so they'll just put anything in the house. So that's always good.
Well, you know, and on the other end, just from our own experiences, my wife and I bought a house 3 years ago or so, and then kind of completely renovated it. And so there were a lot of things that we were not going to be able to use that we gave to your store.
Absolutely, yeah, that's what we count on. We have probably about 700 individual donations from homeowners and maybe property owners. So that's kind of our bread and butter. That's what we rely on. Of course, there are some materials we don't take, so it's really good to maybe check the website or call.
What are some examples of materials you don't take that people might, commonly try and...
Yeah, there definitely are some things, just like Goodwill and St. Vincent de Paul have the list, and... it's hard to say no because we are one of the only places that maybe would take this material. So we're asking people to understand that when we bring something in the door, it has to be going out the door as well.
Right.
So some examples are like storm windows. The storm windows that people are taking off their home are specially sized for their windows. Mm-hmm. So if we took storm windows, our whole beyond, like at least our window section would be tripled with storm windows that are specialized sizes. And so that it just wouldn't go out the door. So one thing we do ask or mention when we're saying no in the same conversation is suggest that people list things on these sites that promote free items mm-hmm. up for grabs. So there's mm-hmm. a website called freecycle.org and also madisonstuffexchange.com. And those are sites that people can list what they have on there that we don't take. And really, they're very strongly used in the Madison and Dane County community. So mm-hmm. I would recommend doing that. And of course, in some sides of town, you can just put them on the curb and they'll go
and
in
then
a
they
day
go
or
away.
Yeah. So that's an example of the storm windows. We also every once in a while have to close the door on hollow core doors because we have so many.
Yeah.
Usually we can take them, but sometimes if somebody has a super lot of them, we might have to turn them away because we just have so many at the time. We don't take paint from homeowners because we're not sure how old they are. You know, we also have to consider the quality of the material that we're actually selling. Mm-hmm. We don't take things that actually need repair because of that too.
Sure.
So there's a list of materials on our website as well that we don't take. We don't take used shower doors very often. They would have to be super close to new.
Yeah.
We don't take toilets. And part of all this, too, is that we have an incredible crew of volunteers who help us out. And we wouldn't be, I don't think we'd be operating without our volunteers. We have over 150.
Wow.
Which is just amazing. And
that's amazing.
Yeah, they volunteer once a week. And so we don't want to have these people have to clean toilets because some of the conditions of the toilets have been really pretty nasty. So we tried them. I mean, sometimes we'll try something to see how it goes and then make a decision. But we've decided not to take toilets for that reason.
Jen Wojcik, our guest today, director of the Dane County Habitat for Humanity Restore. We're talking about salvage for this Earth Day. I'm Larry Mueller. Judith Sears-Poisson, our producer, on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Great to have you listening in on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Larry Mueller here. And we are talking about salvage on this Earth Day. And I'll tell you, one of the really cool places, the Dane County Habitat for Humanity Restores. I've been in that shop many times. I actually donated quite a few things. And, you know, I always felt good about donating. I had a high-end ceiling fan. This was a high-end fan, and it was in perfect condition, but it had to go, and I felt better about it because it went to Habitat, and believe me, the person who accepted it was excited to accept it. So it's something you might do. Maybe you have something you can donate, or maybe you can come pick something up. And Jen, there are restores all several in Wisconsin, are there not?
Yeah, we were the first one in Wisconsin, in Madison, our East Side store, which, by the way, is at 208 Cottage Grove Road mm-hmm. on the east side. And then we have a new West Side store that's on Odana Road, 5906, and that's a year and a half old now. So, mm-hmm. And yes, there are over 25 stores right now in Wisconsin,
wow.
which is amazing. So we opened in 2001. So since 2001, there have been a lot of stores popping up. And I can run through where they are so that people will know. And if you are curious about where these actually are in this community, you can actually look at our website, restoredane.org, because we have all the addresses under the links page. So Appleton, Cameron, Fond du Lac, Green Bay, Hayward, Janesville, La Crosse, Madison, I mentioned, Milwaukee, Plymouth, Racine, Sauk County, St. Croix Valley and New Richmond, Sheboygan, Sturgeon Bay, West Bend. Wausau is a new one, and Shawano I just heard about this morning, actually.
Oh, cool.
Baraboo, Fort Atkinson, Marinette, Boston, Oshkosh, and Superior.
You know, pretty much wherever you live in Wisconsin, you're going to be probably no more than about a half hour to an hour, at the most, away from one.
Yep, I would say. There's not as many up way up north. There's a lot in Michigan, too, yeah. So there's over 40 in Michigan. So that's, yeah, so I'd say there's one hopefully nearby, and it's really fun to have people come in and talk about all the stores they've been to. There's some people who are trying to cover the whole state. It's pretty funny.
Well, Louie in Oshkosh has a comment. Hi, thanks for calling.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
And what's on your mind?
I actually thought it was pretty funny that you guys were talking about the guts of a piano. I actually had one. I saw one over at a junkyard once. I was looking at old cars and whatnot. Somebody had brought it in, and I offered to pay for it, and they said they would let me, and, you know, they weren't going to help me move it. But I actually ended up turning that into a dining room table.
Oh, oh nice. Cool.
Yeah, I used brass fittings and whatnot, and then brass pipe with aluminum on the bottom, and use those as the legs, and put a big piece of glass over top of it, real thick one, and it looks beautiful.
Oh, you should take a picture of it and post it on my Facebook page.
What an interesting shape for a table. It's cool.
It was, the glass is pretty expensive.
Well,
I
bet you get lots of comments on it.
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. I actually ended up gifting it to one of my friends. They used to have a table in their dining room, and they had a party, and the glass got broken, so I ended up gifting it to them. So,
good for you, Louie. Thank you very much for calling. Samara in Oshkosh, thank you for calling. Hi.
Hi. Good morning to you guys.
Morning.
Morning.
So I called in right as you guys were talking about chicken coops and using pieces that you might find at the ReStore there. And we found a solution for our little urban chickens. We have our run made out of 5 screen doors that we picked up at the ReStore. So for $5, we got a nice place for our girls to run around in the daytime.
Great. That's great.
That's a nice visual.
Yeah. It's been a great solution. The three screens stand perpendicular to the ground, kind of making three sides to a box, and the other two go on top to keep the hawks off the chickens. And it's been the same screens for 3 summers or 3 years now.
Wow!
For $5.
Yeah, that's great.
And it probably doesn't look bad either.
No, it's okay, and even, you know, the screens are really robust, so they've got a few tears in them, but the birds don't try to get out, and the hawks don't try to get in, so far it's worked really well for us.
Yeah, with ventilation, which sounds good.
Yeah. Thanks, Samara.
Sure, and I also would like to give a shout-out to the ReStore in Fond du Lac County. I work at Ripon College, and on May 10th, we're going to be doing a project with the ReStore in Fond du Lac. So as students move out of Ripon College dorms, the community is also invited to come and donate items to that will be going to the ReStore on May 10th on campus. So the ReStore will benefit because they're going to be getting a lot of things from students moving out, and the students are going to benefit because they don't have to pay to have their stuff trucks over to a landfill in Berlin.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
Yeah, actually, I'm glad you mentioned that because those are kind of the roots of when I started the ReStore, actually.
Ah.
Dumpster diving right around when students were moving out. I mean, there was a friend of mine, and we used to do that in Madison in the 70s, 80s. And I that was right when I started, like, not wanting to have stuff thrown away, was the kids moving out.
And the students don't want to throw it away. It's just you start packing up mom and dad's car, and then you realize, okay, something's got to go.
Yeah.
And so we're really happy to be able to provide an alternative for the students and to be able to give back to the community as well.
It's a great idea, that kind of partnership.
Yeah. Like, thanks, Samara. Yeah. Yeah, I really appreciate it. Great ideas there. You have, so that was May 10th for her event.
Yeah.
You have some events coming up?
We do. Yes, we do. Thanks for mentioning that. We have currently have a salvage art show happening at a beautiful gallery in Paoli, the Artisan Gallery. It's an annual show. I think this is about the fifth year now.
Mm-hmm.
And we have some fantastic art over there. There's over 50 artists who are showing their art. We actually have an employee who made something. He welds some found objects, metal objects, and he made a little mobile, kind of a sculpture mobile that actually moves around. Beautiful. And in fact, he got another commission from the show. So that's fantastic. So we have a number of metal pieces, which are really super fun. There's an owl made out of farm equipment and fairly large. And then there's this little turtle made out of some discs from farm equipment as well that was made out of from an 11-year-old. He made it with his parents. And then there's some just really interesting sculptures from wood. There's the red-haired woman, she's called, and a number of them are already sold. There's also, I don't know if you know, Sumideris is somebody who grew up in Madison as well, and she donates every year, and she has some beautiful two pieces from her work. That she features farm animals in her work. So it ranges from jewelry to actual quilts. We have some volunteers who quilted out of Habitat T-shirts, two beautiful quilts. So I would recommend going on over there. It's in Paoli, the Artisan Gallery, and the show's going on through June 1st. It's a fundraiser for Habitat, and also it's a kind of a fun way to see how people use materials.
That's kind of a cool little town anyway.
Yeah, really.
Just to go there.
Yep. And then we're also having a couple plant sales. So in honor of reuse, we also accept plants around the time that we have plant sales. We're having a plant sale at the Restore East the weekend of May 16th and May 17th. And then we're also having a sale at the Restore West on May 31st on a Saturday. So if you're interested in getting some plants and supporting our Restore, that's another way to go. We carry a lot of lilies, other perennials like bee balm and aster. So there's some really sweet plants there, and it's supporting a good cause, of course.
Catherine in Evansville, thank you for calling. Hi.
Hi, how are you today?
Great. Appreciate your call.
Thank you. It was nice to hear you talking about the Restore. And the fun is that when you were talking about the different locations, my husband and I are listening, and you said Janesville, and both at the same time we went, Janesville? Because we're halfway between Janesville and Madison. We go to the Madison Restore. We go to East Side. We have redone our bathroom. We got a pedestal sink with the pedestal and the sink for $60. We got our flooring for the bathroom for $12. We also got our kitchen light that's a hanging light over the kitchen table for $10. We priced the same light for $60 at Home Depot. When I found another one at the Restore and said, honey, change light, which we now have up. We took our old one back and got the new one for $10.
Mm-hmm.
So
nice.
We use it all the time. We use it for little gadgets. I'm going to redo the kitchen cabinet. So I went and got all new handles there. And, you know, sometimes you have to do a little digging, and that is absolutely fine because that's what it is. It's secondhand stuff. It's like going to a wonderful, amazing rummage sale.
Oh,
thank you for that.
Wow, what a great advertisement for you, Jen.
I remember talking with a woman who, she came in and she said, you got to hear this. I paid $200 for my bathroom remodel and I'd priced it out at $2,000.
Mm-hmm.
So she was so happy to have this place. And it's really a community-run place. We rely on customers like you and then donors and our volunteers. So it's really the town that's making this thing stay alive.
Well, and that's nowhere near all the stuff we've gotten from you guys. There's just an endless supply, and you can also find different things to do with the things that you find, like you're saying, you know. And it's not just a door is a door. A door may become something else.
Yeah.
You know, so just a wonderful place, and so happy we have it. Now we need to go check out the one in Janesville. We didn't know you had one.
Yeah. Check out our website for the address.
Definitely.
Yeah, I also wanted to say another really positive thing about what we sell is people are trying to work within their budget and also match sometimes what they have in their current home. And a lot of times we'll have that trim to match or the doors to match. And if you go to a lumber yard, sometimes it's kind of difficult to find the trim, a certain style, or the door. So that's another reason why it's really nice to have the Restore is we, I think we specialize maybe in the 50s to, to 80s era, especially when it comes to the brass lighting.
Our newest one does not. Our newest kitchen lighting does not look 70s or 80s. Our newest kitchen lighting is very new.
Yes.
Not always old.
Oh, no, that's very true. I think that I'm glad you brought that up because we definitely have some contemporary pieces where when people move in and they say, okay, I want to go brushed nickel or something, and then there will be something that's definitely contemporary. So, And we also carry appliances that are within 10 years old, and so that's a testament that we carry things that are beyond the 80s and 90s.
Yes, definitely.
Thanks, Catherine.
Well, thank you for taking my call, and you have a great day.
Thank you, Catherine.
You as well. You can join in, too, with your questions or comments or your experience to share at 1-800-642-1234. Caller Jean recommended the book Housing Reclaimed by Jessica Kellier. And it's about using salvaged materials.
Oh, great.
So kind of fun to have a look at.
Yeah.
And Rod and Weyerhaeuser, thank you for calling. Hi.
Hello. Thanks, Larry. I dumpster dive, too. I'm a scrap, but I do dumpster dive. I can't pass one up without looking in cans and all that. But, I have a plumber, and he gives me stuff, with the copper pipe, like the hot water tanks. Specifically, I have other things, but anyhow, I take them apart, just that outer shell, and you got that insulation. I called the St. Vinny's and Goodwill. They would not take it, and it's understandable. Nobody buys it, but that's why I was wondering if there's ever certain places that do, because most scrappers take that in, and it's the scrap place takes it, like toys, And wherever, if it's going to China or whatever. But I'm just saying that insulation is fiberglass insulation. Just like the pink stuff, it's yellow. It's not as thick. But I'm just, if you know me, I'm frugal.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah.
So
yeah.
Insulation.
Well, we mainly take the insulation when it's bagged and it's in bats, like 3.5-inch thick bats for people who are going to be using it in their walls. That would be something, for instance, that I would recommend putting on a website. And I know it's challenging. Some people aren't really interested in doing that. But if that's a possibility for you, that's what I would recommend. I don't even know if you're in the Madison area, but freecycle.org and madisonstuffexchange.com are two sites that are really popular. And so if there's any way you could, you could list them and say that they're going to be on this corner of your yard, come and pick it up. Or else you could also bag it and put a sign on what it is. And who knows, maybe somebody is interested in using it in a little, like a playhouse or something that they have in their backyard that they want to sort of do a little heating in or something. Yeah. Or a work area.
Good ideas. Thanks, Rod, for calling. Appreciate your call. I want to give Chuck and Shell Lake a chance to join in. Chuck, hi.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
The lady gave a very nice, extensive list of places that have Restore stores, but I'd like to add to her list and knowledge and those of your viewers by adding Hayward.
Oh, yeah. Wisconsin. Thank you.
Cameron, Wisconsin, just so short, south of Rice Lake. Spooner, which is a very new one, opened only in September.
Yep.
And then St. Croix, the Spooner and St. Croix stores are part of a consortium of four counties. Some additional things I'd like to mention just quickly for you is our emphasis is several fold, and only one of which is recycling. The profits from these stores go to building new homes for people in need that qualify. The second thing is we do rehab of existing homes for people and sometimes for homes that have been donated to us before they're sold. And we also have a program called A Brush with Kindness where we will paint the exterior, and we're starting to paint interiors also of people's homes that are unable to for one reason or another.
Mm-hmm. So good points there, Jen.
Yes, I'm really happy that you brought up the Habitat connection, because a lot of people who shop at our Habitat Restores, they don't know where our money goes that we make. And we're trying to make that a little more clear at our Restores. So I'm really happy that came up. We do, all the Habitat Restores raise money to support Habitat for Humanity in their county. And in Madison, in the Dane County, we raise enough money to build 4 Habitat homes a year. So we really, and we usually build about around 16. So it's a quarter of our housing stock that's supported by our Habitat Restore. So it's a really big part of our mission with our Restores is to support Habitat. And we're actually, if people are curious about where we're building in Dane County, we're building in Sun Prairie and in North Madison, Brooklyn, Fitchburg, and Stoughton right now. And we do have open enrollment meetings for people who are interested in applying for being a Habitat homeowner. And so that would be a time to check out our website. There's a really great website, habitatdane.org. So it is definitely a huge part of our Habitat Restore is to support Habitat. And that's why more Habitat Restores have developed, because we're trying to raise enough money to build more homes with Habitat folks.
So some great comments there. Chuck and Shell Lake, I want to give you an opportunity to join in. Chuck, hi.
We have a 4-county chapter of Habitat for Humanity that supports 4 counties, and that's one reason we are able to have 2 Restores, because we have the geographic area that they can be serviced from by the volunteers and donations and service too. But I'm very proud to say that we build 4 to 5 homes a year also, and we last year refurbished, I believe it was 84 homes in the 4-county area, which was the most in the state of Wisconsin.
Well, congratulations.
Nice. Yeah, very, very good, Chuck. I'm glad to get you back on for a minute. Appreciate your call very much. I want to give Dave and Appleton a chance to join in as well. Dave, hi.
Good morning. I'm just wondering, I have worked in the Restore here in Appleton a couple times, and they have something called deconstruction here, and I'm wondering if you've got the same thing in Madison.
Yeah, I'm so glad you mentioned that, Chuck. Yep, we do have a really great deconstruction. It's been going on for about 12 years now, and we actually do jobs, I would say, we probably do about 100 jobs a year with decon, and we've been probably working for about, I'd say, close to 10 to 11 years with deconstruction. We have a fully insured volunteer deconstruction crew. So what happens is we go, if people don't know what deconstruction is in the Restore world, for us, it's kind of like going in and cherry picking, maybe a little slightly more extensive cherry picking than what people would think of in terms of just taking a piece of furniture. It's not that. It's we actually pull up wood flooring, which is what I mentioned earlier on in the show, that there's some wood flooring that's being used for a restaurant right next to Overture. Well, that probably was a deconstruction wood floor for maybe several rooms. And that takes a lot of work. I mean, these volunteers are incredible, because they'll get down on their hands and knees and pull up that floor and make sure that it's reusable. So they do it very carefully. We also do kitchen tear out. So we will pull out cabinets and take them away and actually clean them up and sell them at the Restore. So we ask for a donation for that service from the homeowners or the contractor. So we do kitchen tear outs. We do other types of deconstruction that involves wood flooring or windows, doors, trim. So yes, we do have a very active deconstruction crew, and we probably have about 20, 25 people involved in that crew. Also, I just wanted to put a plug in for our services for donating, because I don't know that people know that we have pickups. We actually do pick up material if people have large items. And I just wanted to make sure that people knew that out there, that you would look on our website. There's a phone number, an actual, now there's a donation line. So we have a special donation phone number so you don't have to go through a bunch of people to try to get your donation in our hands. So you can look on our website for that phone number. Can I give it to you?
Sure, okay. Absolutely.
Let's see here. Yeah, so the donation line is 663-1191, and the Restore West direct line is 442-9919, and our Restore East number is 661-2813. So once again, the donation line is 663-1191, and then we also have an online donation opportunity. So if people want to just do it through the web, you can look on our web and put an application in to donate through our web.
Excellent, and we'll have that all up on our Facebook page at the Larry Mueller Show as well. All those numbers. Thanks again, Dave. And Dennis and Seymour, hi, thank you for calling.
Hi. I just realized as a child, I guess I was way ahead of the time as far as salvaging. We grew up in the area, a rural area that was not far from what used to be called a dump.
Yeah.
And my brothers and I spent a lot of time there, and we brought all this good stuff home that we could use. And if we had used the word salvage or recycle, maybe our mom would not have made us take it back.
Yeah.
We had a recent, we're building a cabin in Marinette County, but we purchased a lot of items from the Appleton store. And after the previous lady had called and said about all the money she saved and what we saved, I just hope you don't raise your prices.
Yeah, Appleton has a wonderful store. I'm glad you get to go there.
Thanks, Dennis. Thanks for calling. And Jackie in Milwaukee, hi. Thank you for calling.
Hi, good morning. With the crazy weather we've been having, people trying to start plants outside. Don't forget the storm windows make great little greenhouses, and they're not hard to put up right next to your home, and maybe you won't lose your plants to the frost.
Yeah. Oh,
great idea. I've done that myself.
That's wonderful. Thanks, Jackie. I appreciate your call. And, you know, we were out for a walk on Saturday, this past Saturday, family, and there were a couple of storm windows, and this was the kind with several little panes in them. And they were out there right on by the sidewalk that we picked up. We carried two home. And there are going to be photos
that
are going to be going in those, and then just leaned up against the wall. So that's a new way to, that's another way to sort of show off your pictures and photos.
Yeah. I thought I might just kind of put a little tickler out there for all the people who are listening about what's at the Restore right now, because we just are really full, and we have a lot of cabinets. We also received probably about 150 and more than that windows. So if you're in the market for windows, both the Restores have a lot of windows right now. And we also have a lot of flooring. We got pallets of laminate flooring and tile in. So and there happens to be a lot of art over there. So you never know. I mean, last year we had a lot of patio furniture. This year we have prints that were donated from some companies that were looking to kind of overhaul their selection they have. So, you know, it's kind of fun to just go in and see what's new at the Restore. And right now we are busting at the seams, and we want more donations, so keep them coming.
I got to get over there this weekend.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jen. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Well, thanks.
Jen Wojcik is director of the Dane County Habitat for Humanity, and it's really, I think, what a great blessing for our environment and for people that we have. We have somebody like her out there directing the Dane County Habitat for Humanity Restore. She does a wonderful job. Every day is a great day to take care of your environment, but it's good to have an occasion like Earth Day, I think, sometimes just to recommit to being good stewards of nature. We had a lot of fun talking with Jen about salvage material. And coming up next, we're going to find out how and why to recycle your old electronics. So I hope you'll stay tuned right here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.